Hello. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes.
All right, cool. This first piece is called Habibi, which is an affectionate term in Arabic. It means darling. 1. Cairo. I am the splinter, red throb in the root, the reason you work from home on a Wednesday because I've told you about the balcony and how it calls me to climb over. You keep vigil phoneless in waiting rooms as another doctor listens, and you want to so badly, but Habibi, you cannot fix me. And I am forever sorry we cannot crack me open, gnaw out the rust. I write apologies endless in notebooks I fold into unworn sweaters. It's too hot. I'm too lost. Escher of our flat, you clear a closet, yet still there is no room for me. I cannot. Under you, all the miles sink me into mattress. As you snore, I am awake, tick-tocking from bed to couch to edge to kitchen. I brush my teeth and sip scotch. I cry every afternoon and never mention it. Cannot hold your hand over dinner. I push it away. Cannot find me on map. Habibi, I crawled over ocean impossible, unfurled departure so many times that I forgot how to arrive. Correspondence with comrades relies on quirks and bullshit. No one knows the thick of it. The hour it takes me to pep talk my body out of house, the hisses from men that become venomous when I sleep, I start hissing back and you lecture me. Habibi, I hate how quiet I've grown. Your hand on the small of my back entering room starts to burn. Each introduction cracks a part of me, shard of elbow, crook of ear, this dropkick smile on my face, your better half, your burial ground. This is my wife. 2. Dubai. 3 minutes off the metro and my shoes are full of sand. This is my evening, alone, a kind of con echoes, the kind that bleats mistaken identity, daggers up sound and pulls, and the breath beneath the ring of my swung hand is hustling the Gulf region with fixed sweat and loose collar. He is all facts and not home, and no siren lures him unless she comes as madness, a torso chewing bombs. I try not to think of his nightmares that drive me routinely to couch. I sleep there more than we kiss. Our coffee split in silence by daylight, French press oil slick reflecting over knuckles and eggs, and when he mutters, I'll give it a year, I pretend not to hear him. I start saving my good moods for other time zones. This city's nights are showboats of marketing and makeshift. I wait for the light like the good stranger I am. I go 48 hours wordless and no one notices. I am so alone that it hurts. I wake up forcing all my bones back in. I tear muscle till it burns. I stop fighting. My fists fly on home. I shake my head to the bar so he takes a book instead. Start forgetting my first language in the grocery, buying tiny limes with bumpy Arabic. I stop writing. I don't know why. The day I hear my first 2 bombs, I go out and get my nails done. There is no point in hiding. When is the last time I laid my head on his chest? When is the last time his hand pulled me back to him insistent? If only I was a headline boy, if only my threat of Kalashnikov, if this broken only commanded glue and a good lead, if only I presented like the print in the paper, facts with no wiggle room to grieve, zero speculation, just dates and quotes and danger, but true danger. The kind that ruins adrenaline, the kind that changes the way he sits in restaurants, a danger that crawls on his skin and refills his glass and turns every side glance into a threat, the kind never mentioned but always talked about, the kind that ruins my life too. He no longer undresses me, he no longer comes home. I save our correspondence, routinely search the archive for clues. I wear a hole into remembering. No matter how much I sweep the floors, there is still sand. There are still abandoned strands of me curled, terrified and drifting. Who am I but a wife? Above the fold, blindly smiling. Who am I but suggestion of normalcy, a novelty by distance. I make the bio look better. There is no point in hiding when I never hear my name, when I cannot be who I am, and spots bloom in my vision, and they arrive and never go away, and I weave my head to miss them, and there is a new rattling in my hips, and he never said a word, just shoved head into copy, spit telegrams, typed opus to mythical champion, print and send. All published wounds tied, fixed into knots, my space in the bed, fill it with rock. And I'll be just another story wedged between gunshot and maker's mark, between Nigeria and UAE, between the padlocked heart and PTSD, the mistake you pillow talk to your next queen bee, between the desert and the west, my hand and the hornet's nest, between this poem and the next. Thanks. I'm going to keep pushing because we got 10 minutes and I'm trying to make it. All right. No. All right. This one's a little different. This is called an In the Distance Lightning. After losing all meat beneath both wrists, she sends me gloves, a Zippo, pairs of needles both hollow and knit. Dang. And here I thought bar cruel. Her stool the only flat on tilted salt lick floor, a man in his horn, shoulder blades in neon light, the cross-stitch click of glass and ice. That night, no better. Without my fists, I cannot shake you. Telephone pole licorice and piled cumulus illuminate. I sit a curled brick, passenger seat, moon once in, her gold teeth putting waves in the river. Let it all. You can just hold your applause, mate. This is called Before There Is After. When we had no silverware, I stole a fork. Lined my love's pockets with napkins of soft cloth, jammed soup spoon in his sock. Our refrigerator boasting bottled wine, loaf of bread. His bag rattled mad dog, our clawfoot roared with laundry. When we left, he said, leave it. This shoe, that plate, this gifted surface on split leg, 86th blood in the water, sunset soaked haze, boxed up hurt and never unpacked truck. Our love, a bullet hole, unworth looking through. In slight shifts, you can see it. Tom Collins in a coffee mug, mixed tape perfection, sweat bled dyed mattress, unfinished poems to the skirts he used to bury his face in, chatter of their jewelry, echo on echo, cobweb timpani, my heart. This one's called Erase. I wouldn't, even though I want. Even though you have found new threads, our restitching hymns tore out the old with teeth. Could you see the reverse? The bend straight of walking backwards, body consumed by corner, a plane kicked back into clouds, passport unstamped, a wine spit back, cigarette longer and longer in moonwalk sun, a courtship unsent, piss lifting off stick, body's egg untouched, hip spasm back into stillness. And then you have two more short ones. All right, cool. This one's cool. In Love. Fingerprint slid down side of eggshell, pause. Hold that fragment of light just west of your page. Put your shoulders against wall like that. Let me look at you. Let me make you breakfast. Let me leave you alone. I'll write it down and I'll scar the walls and I'll hand over tough. I'll douse whatever stings. I'll dig out the highways with my hands, believe. I'll drag this want through the paint. And then my last one's called The Last Straw, which is basically a list of last straws. I'm working on a new book, so I don't have a full collection out, but I do have, I have mini chapbooks that have a bunch of poems in them. I have a collection of three together for like a buck or, you know, if free, whatever. I hate selling stuff. I'm not good at the selling stuff, which is why I'm broke. All right, this is called The Last Straw. The switchblade, little Texas slow dance, bad sex that left chest yawned open, half-packed kitchen, a week away, pickpocket bus station, three black toenails, negative account balance, on 73 while the sun yawns out, muttering knee-high by the 4th of July to the field you pass, in the bar alone, which you never do, while rereading one of the great ones and realizing you weren't, as fire pulled wood, when your tooth in the back turned black, while sleeping, while breakfast, while forging mirrors and puddles, the 14 sunsets watched alone, wrong medication, abscess, receipt, teenage baptism, fights in writing, wet ground and flat tire, bent bell, our road trip full of lightning. Thank you. And do you want me to introduce you? You can do it, okay.